The bottom, starting at the bottom of Chedem Adbed, second line from the bottom, we were discussing the issue of Manhig versus Rochev, and then how exactly do all these Kinyanim work. So now the Gemara is going to continue with that theme that we've been discussing. So Tashma, Shnayim Shayu Moshechim B'Gamal, two people who were Moshech Gamal, right? Mishicha, Kinyan Mishkam, Manhigim B'Chamor, two people that were Manhig, right? Leading or driving a Chamor. Moshe Achen Moshech V'Achad Manhig. One of them was doing Mishicha, one of them was doing Hanhaga. Right, the Mida Zot Tanu. In this situation, in this Mida, they're Tanu. We'll have to explain what that means. Like, why is that strange term used? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tolam Lo Kana Achetei Mishicha B'Gamal V'Hanhaga B'Chamor. Rabbi Yehuda says that that doesn't work that way. That it's only Mishicha by a Gamal, and only Hanhaga B'Chamor. You drive a Chamor, and you Moshech a Gamal, that's where you create a Kinyan. So now it's Tani, the Gemara is going to be Medayek here. Tani Mihad. What we see here is Oshi Achad Moshech Vechad Manhig. Right, so the one of the options in the Tanakhama or the Rabbanon is that one of them is Moshech and one of them is Manhig. Moshech or Manhig in. Sounds like what are proper Kinyanim here? What are valid Kinyanim over here? That is a Moshech and a Manhig. Aval Rochov Lohu Lo. Right, that, but if he was riding it, it would not be a valid kinyan. So if that's the case, that Rochov is not a valid kinyan, right, then you are, number one, we have a problem with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if Shnayim Ayu Rochvim, if they were both riding on it, right, that is a kinyan. And number two, we just went through this whole process to show that Rochov does work as a form of kinyan. So it says, no, Hu Adin Dafilu Rochov. Even if Rochov would also make a kinyan, right, so now, Va'adiktani Moshech U'Manhig. So then, why did the Brisa over here use the term of Moshech and Manhig? It could have used Rochov also. So it uses Moshech and Manhig, La'fukim, Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's position. What was Rabbi Yehuda's position is that they only work, that Mashiach only works by Gamal, and Hanaga only works by a Chamor. So Amar, I should say Mashiach by Gamal, Venaga by Chamor. That's why they're Rabbanan. Rabbanan use Manhig and Moshech to tell you, and they use it in a non-defined manner, which is as Echad Manhig ben Echad Moshech, so we don't have either animal or where it goes. And nevertheless, we say that's Koneh. So Mar says, if that's the case, if the whole point of this Braisa is to exclude or to say that it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, Yehachi Levinu Velitnu, let it write it as one unit. Shnayim shayu moshchim u'manhigim. Two people here, the moshech u'manhig, ben gamal, ben b'chamor. Whether it's a gamal or a chamor. Why do you have to go out and create, number one, if you look at the way it's written now, it says moshchim b'gamal, u'manhigim b'chamor. Then they have a third case, which is echad moshech v'echad manhig. Instead of writing three cases, just make it into one big case, which is moshech or manhig, chamor or gamal. Doesn't matter, it's irrelevant which combination you have, all of them work. Right, so why don't we say that? There is one point that doesn't work. I mean, out of this possibility, you have four possibilities, four permutations, which is that you can be Moshech or Manhig a Gamal, and you can be Moshech or Manhig a Chamor. Out of those four permutations, one of them doesn't work. Ika Da'amre Mishicha B'Chamor. One possibility or one Mandamer is that Mishicha and a Chamor will not work. Ika Da'amre Hanaga B'Gamal. And another opinion says that the one that doesn't work is Hanagah B'Gamal, that driving a Gamal does not work. That's not a Kenyan that works over here. In Lushin, we say that Rahub is a good Kenyan. Right? According to the Tanakh, Rahub would work. Right. Why'd you write Moshech and Manhig would come to exclude Rabbi Yehuda? Well, that's the whole point of the Braisa. Why not combine them all in one unit? That we cannot do because there is one type of Kenyan that won't work. You can't say everything works because one out of the four permutations does not work. So therefore, you can't just write it as a blanket statement. That's why they split them up into three different cases over here. They wrote...
which is a little bit odd then, because you didn't make it clear which one...
Right, which of the ones does not work, right? That is true. All right, now, the question says, V'it motiv mi seifo. There are some that ask the question from the paper, from the end of the Chachamim, of the Tanakhama position, then mimita zu kana. What does it mean? Mimita zu kana. That only in this way are you kana. Mimita zu le mute mai. What does it mean? In this way and no other way. My lab le mute rachuv. Right? What does it come to exclude? Rachuv. Lo. Right there, the mute yipcha to exclude the opposite case, meaning that the way the Tanakh formulates, he says moshchim begamal u'manegim bechamor. So now we're going to say what Midazo says: don't flip them around. Like Mar says, yihaki hainu Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly Rabbi Yehuda's position. What does the Tanakh Kamatim teach us? Mar says, but then v'enayu tarechat lo kano. Again, that when we say it's exact. This is what you were suggesting, Shaul, that there's really only one point of machlokus now between the Tanakh Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. But that's it. One of these two, the Tanakh Kama disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's absolute, that Hanagah works by a Chamor, and Mishikha works by a Gemal. The Tanakh Kama says, I agree with you, except there's one exception, meaning the other. With one of them, it does work. Right? Isa Amri Mishikha b'Chamor, because Amri Hanagah b'Gemal. Okay, the one that doesn't work, meaning is either the Mishikha by Chamor, or the Nagaba Gamal, or that does work, whichever way you want to formulate it, but it works in one of those two ways. So three out of the four ways will work according to the Tanakhama, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, only two out of the four ways work, which is Hanaga by a Chamor and Mishicha by a Gamal. Right, so now Umar says, Tashma. Umar is going to keep working through this idea of ensuring or figuring out whether Rahul really works as a Kinyan. So here the Umar tries to use his right to prove that Rahul does not work. Umar in the end said, no, that's not the case. Now, echad rachuf, chamor, ve'echad tafus, b'motzira. One guy is riding the donkey, and one guy has got the reins. He's holding on to the reins. Zekana chamor, v'zekana motzira. The guy who's riding it, gets the kinyan on the chamor. And zekana motzira, the one holding the reins, gets the kinyan on the reins. Shema mino, rachuf kani. Alright, this sounds like this case that the rachuf is kani, and it's the case where he's not the manhig. So that's the opposite. Before we concluded, before in the Gemara yesterday's daf, that right, Rachuv by itself is not sufficient. But Rachuv, when you are manhig, right, when you kick it with your feet and it causes you to move forward, that Rachuv will have a form of kinyan. Now over here it sounds like from this price that Rachuv, even without manhig, is sufficient to create a kinyan. He's sitting on a donkey, he makes a kinyan. The other guy is holding the motzeira, and he has a kinyan on the motzeira.
What's the case? What's he talking about?
There's an aveda. And one guy, a tefker and a veda, one guy picks up the reins, and the other guy sits on the chamor. Who owns it? Who got the tefker here? So the price seems to say that the one who's riding the chamor gets the chamor, and the one holding the reins gets the reins. He keeps the reins. So Mar says, Shmami no rachuv kani. Mar says, Hafanami b'manim b'raglav. No. The rachuv here is not the rachuv that you think is just plain rachuv, but rather rachuv with manik. I mean, it becomes the manhig case. So he says, if that's the case, nikne nami rachuv b'motzeira. Well, if he is manhig with his, he's also manhig, then why does he not get the motzeira? Why doesn't he get the reins as well? So the Gemara says, all right, change it. Emazek kana chomor v'chatzim motzeira. Emazek kana chatzim motzeira. He goes, well, you're right. You know what? When it says kana, this guy gets the chomor plus half the reins. And the other guy gets the other half of the reins. Mar says, Bishlamo Rachuv Kani. Alright, the Rachuv gets the Kinyan wide Magbele Bendat. Right, because then there's a Bendat holding the other end. What do you mean? We have reins here. The reins are a long thing. In order to be Koneh, the reins, you need a Kinyan Hagbah. How are the reins being held up? On one side, they're being held up by a human being. On the other side, they're being held up by the animal, on the neck of the animal. So the guy who's riding the Chamor, right, so he wants to make a kinyan on the motzeira. So he's riding the chamor. He has a kinyan on the chamor, and the chamor has the reins. On the other hand, there's a human being, a ben dat, who's holding up, doing the hagbah on his behalf. I mean, remember, we'll get back to this situation that he's actually doing hagbah for his chaveru also. If that's the case, then he can have a kinyan hagbah on the motzeira. The problem for the guy holding the reins is that he's lifting the reins on one side. On the other hand, who's doing the hagbah on the reins? The animal. So who's thinking of him, and who's taking care of him on the other end? Nobody. So how can he have a kinyan? So that's the Gemara says, Bishlam ha-rochuv koni. Right, it makes sense that the rochuv is koni de-magbele bendat. Because on the other end of the reins for the kinyan of Baal, he has a bendat. He has somebody, a human being, holding up the reins. Hello, tafus b'masei, right, with my koni. Guy's holding on the reins, what is he koni? He can't be koni, because the other end of the reins is being held up by an animal. You can't say a koni, right, the chaveiro. Is a kone mesia the chaveiro is kone because there is no chaveiro picking it up. Or there you say, oh, mida, you know, you say, what? Migo, the Zochi Bey, then Zochi Lechadrei, over here he's not being Zoche, and that side is the most direct, the animal that's holding it up. He's doing it against the Kinyan Agav, maybe, but he does not have a, he's not being Zoche in the rain for the fact that he's Zoche for his friends as well. Ema, let's try it this way. Zekana Machomor, Vikulu Masera. You know what? He gets the Chamor and the entire rain. Zekana Mashatop is Biodo. That guy gets whatever's in his hand. He's doing a Kinyan Agbah on whatever's in his hand, so as far as what's in his hand, he can have a Agbah on it, that he'll keep. And everything else will belong to the guy who's riding the chamor, because he'll have the chamor, plus he'll have the kinyan above between the chamor that he's riding and the reins that the other guy's holding. Where it says, Hamai. So, what do you mean? Imtim salomar, if you say, Hamagbiya mitzia lechavero, kono chavero. When you say, Hamagbiya mitzia for his friend is konet. I mean, if you pick up a mitzia for your friend, it works. Hanemile dehechi dekamagbile adaita dechavre. This is your question. Right? So, you want to know, that's only when he does it on behalf of his friends. Hi, is that the day come, Magbile? This guy, when he's picking up the reins, he's picking up with the intention to keep the reins for himself. He doesn't intend to pick up the reins for the other guy. So, as Mar says, Iulo Koni, Lachria Makne? I mean, that if he himself is not Koni of the reins, then why would he have any intention on being Makne to someone else? Meaning that, or Koni on behalf of someone else. His whole intention here is to lift it for his own behalf. So now we're going to say, oh, he didn't succeed at doing it for himself, but he did succeed for someone else. That makes no sense. Right? I mean, the only reason it will work is either because he's making a full kinyan, and that's why he's helping his friend also, or the fact that he was, that he intends to help his friend, he's intending to pick it up for his friend, and here he clearly does not intend to pick it up on his friend's behalf. But Amar Ravashi, Zekana Chamor Ubeit Pagya. This one picks up the Chamor and the Beit Pagya. What is the Beit Pagya? Rashi says it's the mash barosha chamor, whatever is on the head of the chamor. I assume the reins or anything, or the saddle or the muzzle, whatever is on here that the reins are attached to, the rider of the chamor will get that. Whatever is on the chamor itself, he will get all that as well. The other part he gets what's in his hand. The only thing he has a ball on is the reins itself, meaning that he has what he's in his hand. Bashar lo kana lo zeh ve lo zeh. What's between them? Neither of them have a kinyan on. I mean, between the konel of the masera, the masera, the one who's holding the reins, from beyond where he's holding, or I would say maybe even a little more than just beyond where he's holding, because he does have a kinyan ball until the point where it would fall on the ground, right? So at least the part of the reins that he has something to be a though he gets, the rider of the chamor gets everything that's on the head of the chamor. Between the two of them, there neither of them are konel. A third party could come in and take it at that point. Neither of them has a kinyan on that middle space, right? So now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Boamar, no, the Olam Kidiktani. No, no, it's exactly like it's written in this Brisa. Why? Howel biyochol the Neska or the Havia Islo? Right? Because who has control of the reins over here? Who has control of the reins? The one who's riding the Chamor has no contact with the reins itself, right? Because he's actually riding the donkey, and his donkey's got around his neck and holding it up. The one who actually has the reins in his hand." He has the ability not only to hold the reins, but he can pull the reins hard towards himself. Meaning that if he ripped them hard enough, they'd actually detach. Or possibly he could, it could be detached from it. And he could actually do a clean up ball by just pulling hard. And then at one point, he will have all of the reins airborne. Right? He'll have a kinyan of ball and all the reins. And that's how he makes the kinyan over here. So that's Rabbi Bo's says, V'had Rabbi Bo, Brutahi. Rabbi Bo's statement is a Bruta. Now, Bruta means outside. From the outside, but it really means it's a joke. It's not real. It doesn't make sense, right? So now, if you look here, it's very funny. In the if you look on the side, it seems the Ein Mishpat here says on the left side it says Perish. But Malkum should tell Chachamim places where the Chachamim made a mistake. The Lo Zibru Kehalacha. I didn't say the halacha properly. Lo Ratzu Lignotam. They didn't want to, you know, somehow denigrate them and say Lomar Ta'u. They made a mistake. Ella Amru Brutai Lashon Nikiya. It was an outside thing. It was a little bit. It was joking. Komar, that's chitzoniti. It's something outside, but it's not really. They didn't explicitly say that the chacham got it wrong, even though that's basically what happened here. Rabbi Bo got it wrong. He was wrong in his suggestion. But rather than say Rabbi Bo, you're wrong. You're totally off base here. Say Rabbi Bo is brutahi. Why? Dilielo temaochi. If you don't say that he is a brutahi, why? Talit shehi munechet chetzio gabi karka vechetzio gabi amud. They have a talit, which is half lying on the ground, and half of it is up on a, you know, pillar and a mut, some sort of, even if it's a wall, anything that's there is holding it off the ground. One guy comes along and picks up the half that's on the ground. And the other guy comes and picks up the half that's on the amud. According to Rabbi Yabo, what would be? The first guy, the one who picked it up from the ground, should have the full kinyan over here. The second guy should be irrelevant. Why is the second guy irrelevant? Because the ball, the first guy, he can lift it up, and then if he just pulled it towards himself, he could get the whole talit airborne, because it's already off the ground on the amud. The amud is holding up one end of the talit, he holds up the other end of the talit. Now everything is off the ground. But it's still being held on the other end by the amud. If he pulled it, he would have the whole thing airborne because of him. So that should be enough to give him a full kinyan. The second guy who comes and picks it up off the amud should be irrelevant over here. Right? So ho yachod and atek, because he can pull it hard and it'll come to him. Ella had Rabbi Bo bruti. It's clear that Rabbi Bo's statement is not right, because that's not the case. So this is asked the obvious question. How does he know that? Meaning that, how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Bo would not say in that case that it is a good kinyan? We don't have any explicit, the Gemara takes it as obvious, and as a given, that in this case, right, it wouldn't work, that the first guy wouldn't have a kinyan, they would have to share the kinyan here. Whereas the Gemara didn't bring a price that proves that, the Gemara just says, oh, if you have Rabbi Bo, you'd have to come to this conclusion. So it says, why not? Come to that conclusion. What's wrong with that conclusion? He doesn't answer that, but he says,
so this one, or Mr. to begin with, never, it was never machalic in that way. And it was just, you know, Steinhaus and Palace, whatever. They didn't say, well, but if one of them picked it up from, you know, the high ground, then, you know, he loses that, because the other guy could.
Right, I assume that's what you have to say, that the Gemara here is, I mean, Tosus does not answer that, right? And Tosus was aware of the Mishnah also and aware of that situation, but I do think you have to say something to that effect, which is, we don't ever see a Braita or a Mishnah defining, right, or qualifying the Kinyan by this difference over here. We never see that, right, that we never see that qualification. If Rabbi Bo is right, we should have at least once or twice bumped into this qualification, which says, like, here's Justin Shaul that at least accepts that case, right? I mean, accept this case from the situation where they both have a kinyan on it. The fact that it doesn't is indicative that maybe this differentiation is not a good differentiation. All right, so now we have no proof from that about Rochev. We say Rochev remains and Manhiv. Rochev over there was the Rochev of Manhiv. Right, so far the conclusion of the Gemara is that Rochev does have a kinyan, only when you're being Manhiv with it. That is, and so far, first we tried to prove that Rochev does not work at all from the Braita. There we rejected it and said, no, the Gemara was focused on Manhig and Mishicha, because they were focused on where it works and where it doesn't work. The next time we tried to prove that Rakhub even without Manhig works, the Gemara rejected that and said, no, it's only Rakhub with Manhig. And then the Gemara had to straighten out, then who has which Kinyan? And we had two possibilities that who has the Kinyan. Ravashi says that the Kinyan works. The Rakhub gets just the Chamor and the items on it. The Motseira, the one who's holding the Motseira, gets just where he's holding. And then Rabbi Bo came to suggest, no, that the Rakhub gets the whole Chamor, and the one who's holding the reins gets the whole rein because he can rip it towards him. Alright, that we reject it. In the end, we leave it. That what? That is Rachub with Manhig is the only way he can be Konet. Now, Kashma. Rabbi Lezu Omer, Rachub b'sadeh, u'manhig b'yir kanah. Right, someone who's riding in the field can be Konet. Someone who's driving in the city can be Konet. Kanami, so what are you going to answer up here? The Rachub in the Sadeh to be a Manhig. Marseh, the Yachub hanu Manhig. If that's the case, then you have Manhig b'sadeh is koneh, and Manhig b'yir is koneh. Where it says, no, trei gavni manhig. It says there are two different types of manhig. There's manhig when you're sitting on it and you're kicking it. And there's one manhig in the city where you're actually driving it. You know, either with a stick or with a rein, however you drive the animal through the city. Where it says, yachi rochub b'yir my time a little funny. If that's the case, if manhig works, and this form of manhig works, why can't this form of manhig work even in the city? So I'm going to have another fishing, darkan, shubhani adam, their kuf b'yir. It's not the normal way for people to ride their animals in the city. So I'm a
rabbi. Assuming that therefore the kinyan doesn't work, or it just said it in that way because that's
okay. Exactly. Right. So I'm a rabashi, the Rav Kanim. Elimehato, be honored to be Shabbos. So I'm going to lift up a wallet on Shabbos. Shein darkan shpanei adam, like be honored to be Shabbos. Hey, people don't normally lift up wallets on Shabbos. So people don't normally lift up wallets on Shabbos. You're going to suggest that he doesn't have a kinyan on his wallet just because people don't do this normally? That's your old question. Just because people don't ride in the city, does that mean when he does ride, he doesn't make a kinyan? No. He can make the kinyan that way. It's just not the way people normally do. Akanami do Okani. You're going to say that he's not koneh on the wallet? No. Elamai. Dovid Ovid Koneh. Whatever he did, even though it's not what people normally do, it still works. It makes the kinyan. Akanami, my Dovid Ovid Koneh. So fine, he would normally don't ride through the city. But the fact that he does ride through the city, okay, that's a, you know, that's enough to make a Kenyan over here. So the Gemara says, Ella, what's the case here? Well, the case over here is Bemekach Ubememkar. Right, the case where there's a transaction going on. Askina. Damarle, Kani, Kaderach Shabne Adam Konim. Right, or you take possession of this the way that people normally take possession of this. So if he tells you take possession of this when you're buying it like the way people normally do it, then if it's the normal way that people do it, it works. If it's not the normal way, it doesn't work. So it says, Irishuta Rabbim, or who, if it is Rishuta Rabbim, Kani. If it's Rishuta Rabbim, then it works over here, that he's able to connect his Rishuta Rabbim, because people do, in general, ride in Rishuta Rabbim. When it's wise Rishuta Rabbim, people ride because, what's the problem? If you're just driving the animal, and I hate the animal, then in Rishuta Rabbim, it's very common that people will walk between you and the animal. That there was something will happen that separates you from the animal, and you can't drive the animal. So people will ride in Rishuta Rabbim, but not in places like the Simtaot, right? The side roads that go off Rishuta Rabbim, people will not ride in there, because that's considered to be either inappropriate or gava. My person is of riding on his high horse. You know, I mean, if he's outside of the Rishuta Rabbim where it's inappropriate, right, there people don't ride. Now there are exceptions. If he's a important person, then he's kani, because an important person is not usually driving his animal. He doesn't drive an animal, he rides his animal. That's what their kavod is, to ride it and not to drive it. Ve'ishahi, if she's a woman, kanyo, she's kani. Why? Because women don't drive animals. That's not the normal way for women to drive animals. They would rather be, they would ride the animal, and that's the normal way for a woman. If he's a person who does not care about his kavod, I mean that he rides in front of anybody, he doesn't have any regard for that, then he also be kone if he's riding anywhere. It doesn't matter. So only irrelevant to our situation over here will be a adam benoni. An Adam Benoni, a normal person, then we will differentiate between Rishuta Rabbim versus a Simta, the non-main street. Otherwise, it's a Zila Milso. If a person doesn't care about his kavod, then he can ride anywhere. A person who is Chashuv, only cares about his kavod, he rides everywhere. And then Isha also will ride everywhere. So it turned out that the only people who ride in the Simtos are the guys who think that, you know, who deserve kavod, and the guys who don't care about their kavod. Anybody sees riding, you have to wonder, is this guy, got, you know, because he's an Adam Chashuv, or because he's Zilav Milsa that he's riding in the Simtos? So the only difference will be between a Adam, Benoni. Left behind now, Rachuv. And we say Rachuv works, but only in cases of the Kinyan. So Rachuv works only as a Kinyan when you're Manhid. And when you're driving the animal through riding it, that will work as a Kinyan. All the proofs that we try to bring, or the questions that we brought, we either answer up by saying it's Rachuv, that is Manhid. Or we say that it's not discussing Rachuv for a side reason, a technical reason. It's not discussing Rachuv, but Rachuv works in the Kinyan, as long as you're Rachuv and being Manhid, that you're driving the animal. Now, this might ask a question. Person says to his friend, do a Meshicha on this animal in order to be Koneh the Kelim that are on it. What's the din? Now, obviously, if he's also being Koneh the animal over here, there's nothing to talk about. Why? Because if you Koneh the animal becomes like your Chatzer, and because it's your Chatzer, you'd be Koneh everything that's on it. Right? I'm saying it's obvious. In a second, we're going to see this doesn't work. But I'm just saying that's obvious. The question of Rabbi Lazar is in a case where you are not Koneh the animal. The animal itself is not yours. He's saying to you, do a Meshicha on this animal in order to have a Kinyan on the Kelim that are on it. Right, not that you're going to keep the animal, but simply that you're trying to get the Kenyan on the Kelim above it. Does that work? So the Gemara says, Liknos, what do you mean Liknos? Miyam Raleh Kenei. Right, did he say to him Kenei? And we saw that in the Gemara Kedushin and in other places, that not only do you have to do a Kenyan, but the person who's instructing you, the Makneh, has to instruct you to be Kenei. Make a Kenyan this way. Right, but he says Liknos and not Kenei. Right, so he says the lashon of liknos is not sufficient. Right, so this is not sufficient. So Rashi says liknos, mashma tahis kaven liknos. You have kavana to take it. Ani eni maknelacha, but I'm not makne to you. I mean that the liknos is only a command to the koneh. The koneh is have in mind, but the makne can say it's not relevant to me liknos. So he has to say kneh, which is relevant that the makne himself is saying you take a kinyan from me. Which is the tivui of him giving over the kinyan. Okay. That's very Rashi. But the Gemara in other places says that the way you have to do the Kenyan or the Kenyan works when he says Kenyan. Yes, you have to say. So Gemara says, Elam Ashok Meim Azub Kenyan Kelim Shalem Al. So just amend the question. Well, not a problem. We'll just switch it, put in the word Kenyan, and that is the question here. When he says Kenyan, what is it? So Gemara says, Me Mahanya Mashikha the Behemah Lachnuya Kelim. Does the Mashikha on the Behemah, even though you're not going to be making a Kenyan on the Behemah, help for the Kelim? Oh, no! Now Amar Rava comes and challenges the underlying assumption here, which is the assumption I said to you. It would be obvious from this statement of Rav Elazar that if you made a kinyan on the behemah, obviously you would have been koneh the kelim. Right? So that would be obvious from this. The only question he asks is when you're not koneh the behemah, does it work? But is that so obvious that when you're koneh the behemah, that you'd actually get the kelim on it? Why? Amar Rava, yeah, marle kneh behemah, u kneh kelim. If you said to take possession of the behemah and the kelim, mi kani kelim, would he be koneh the kelim? Why? Chatzer malekati. Right? We know that a chatzer is koneh only when it is stationary. A chatzer that moves is not what? Is not koneh. So here you have a behema. Even if you're able to make a kinyan on the behema itself, he says take the behema and make a kinyan on it. It wouldn't work. Why? Because the behema is a chatzer malekat. So even if you make a kinyan on the behema, it doesn't help you for the kelim that are on it. The chatzer malekat lo koneh. Right? That a chatzer malekat moving is lo koneh. It doesn't work. You say, okay, the behemoth is stationary now. That'll make the kinyan. Now you have a stationary chaser. Maybe that when it's moving doesn't work. When it's stationary, it will also not work. Right? And Rashi points out over here, this is whenever in Shas, we quote Rava as saying the statement, this is the source for it throughout, that Rava says, anything that's moving is not going to, even when it's stationary. This is the source for it. I mean, this is the source statement, and everywhere in Shas, when they quote it, they're quoting it from here.
But even if you get into that, though, isn't it, the only way you can acquire the animal is to move it.
Right, I was thinking about that, by the way. I thought about that. I said, wait, if he has to make a Mishkinya Mishikha, Kamin Yishikha demand, right, some sort of Mishikha, a Behema. So you think you'd have to say, you have to say one of two possibilities. I was thinking about this yesterday, but when you have to say one of two, one possibility is that he's koneh to the Mosera. That's how he does it. Or you can say that he makes the kinyan on the behemah first, and then he puts the kelim on top of it afterwards.
Or even if he puts the kelim on afterwards, let's say he makes the kinyan on the behemah, and moves it, and then the behemah stops.
Right. But then it doesn't have, if the kelim already on it, right, then it doesn't help you, because then it already made the kinyan automatically when it happens. So you have to have the kinyan happen on the behemah, then afterwards you put the kelim on it, and it says, oh, be koneh through your behemah, like your mishikha the behemah. I don't know. It's the way to get around it. It's a good question. I didn't necessarily see it addressed. Alright. The Hilchata, now the Gemara throws in something that really isn't relevant to our Gemara, but he throws it in. The Hilchata Bikavkuta. And the only way that the Behemah can work is when it's tied up. And when it's tied up, and this we have a general principle everywhere, we had this with Ebed in Kiddushin also, and we had it in Kiddin as well, that an item that is moved, that is an item that is not stationary, that's an item that is mobile, any mobile item can't make a kinyan. But if you tie up a mobile item, meaning that if you tie up an animal, or you tie up a human being, then they can't become a chaser that is koneh on your behalf, because they're no longer mobile. They are a chaser, shenu me'alechet. So the answer to the question about the behemah being koneh is in a case where it is kafuta. Right now, even though...
It doesn't have to be shamu.
What? That's different by human being, right? There's a question of a human being. Does an Eved, is a Shamor? It has to be Shamor by you and not by him. Right, exactly. That's only by human being. That's a different issue by Kedel. Right. So, Hilchatah B'Kavutah. Now, Amru, so now, let's leave this alone. Rav Elazar's question is not relevant because it won't work. I mean, the Mashikha won't work even if he's Koneh the Behemah, then certainly it won't work when he can't be Koneh the Behemah to get the Kelim. So now, I'm going to lay Rav Papa Rav Raider of Yeshua, the Rava. According to what Rava learns right now, he's going along in a boat, and he happens his lucky day, he becomes two dogim, and he's going out fishing, instead of him at the fish come to him, and jump up on the boat, and now they're in his boat. So what are you going to say? The boat is not a stationary chaser, it's a chaser that moves. So if it moves, then how is he koneh the fish in his chaser that are in his boat? Why is his boat automatically koneh the fish? So he says, Amalei, no. Svina minach naicha. The svina is really stationary. Umayuhu tekama matula. And the water moves it. It's the water that's moving, and not the boat. The boat is really stationary, and the water pushes the boat along. So therefore, it's the chaser that is stationary, and the waters are the ones that move. So he says, Amalei, Ravina, Ravashi, Omeyata. Haytam alechet b'rishut ha-rabim. He was walking along the Rishut ha-rabim. Zerach la get l'toch cheika. He throws the get into her, right, onto her body. All the toch kalta, or onto her, right, a basket that's on top of her. Achanami d'lo megarsha. She should be nitgarish. Why? Because she's moving. The woman's moving. If she's moving, why is it getting into her cheika, right, into her possession, right, of her body, or into her basket? Why does that make it? Says Amalei, kalta means nichnaika. The basket is stationary. Ve'ihi kamaske mituta, and she's walking under it. I mean that she's the moving part. The basket itself is stationary. Same thing with the boat. The water moves. The boat is stationary in a sense. All right. Now, based on that. Right. So you have questions, which will come up first of all. Meaning that one of the questions of Mar, we have this in the Gemara Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin wants to know: do you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham that is riding on a behemoth? Talmud Chacham is riding on a behemoth. The only to stand up for Talmud Chacham if he's moving, not if he's stationary. Gemara wants to know if he's riding. What's the din? Is it Rochov Kimahalek Sami? Is riding like walking or not? So over there, the Gemara says Talmud Chacham Rochov Kimahalek Sami. Gemara concludes that it's like he's walking. Talmud Chacham that's riding a behemoth is like he's walking. Well, based on what Rava is answering, what we answer for Rava right now, that shouldn't be the case. Talmud Chacham is stationary. The animal is moving. That's it. How can the case of Gemara and Shabbos? Echoes the Kli. If you have a nut that falls into a Kli, the Kli stops along the Yamai and Mahu. And the Kli is floating along the water. What's the din? If Chatzed is moving, and you throw an object. We want to know if you have an Akira and Hanacha, right, then he'll tell. So there's Gemara's, what's Gemara's question, right? Well, over here we just answered that anything's on the water is stationary, and the water is what's moving. How come over there the Gemara doesn't just say, okay, it's definitely a Kira and Anacha? So it says it's different there. Why? Because they're looking for Dome Elimelech at the Mishkan. And over there in Elimelech at the Mishkan, we never find a case where somebody stored something on a moving object. So since it's not Dome Elimelech Mishkan, it can't be Mechayez unless it's a Chatzel that's working like the Mishkan. It's Anacha like the Mishkan.
It's fully the work, as you said, it's not a moving object.
Right, but it's mitnah, it is still mitnah nail, we know it's moving. It has a classification in terms of a lofty classification of not moving, but it still is physically moving, we know that. And so Tosfos has an interesting answer over here, and it does the same thing with the Talmud Chacham that is on the Chamor that's moving, right, that Chatzer is Mishum Yad, and the Chatzer is included Mishum Yad. Rabbi Shapir, Dumi Yad Yad, right, the Minach Naichim Matalein Gufei. Now, if the chaser is mishum yad, that means that it's an extension of you. So therefore, when the rechuv, when you are riding this animal, and the animal is moving, it's really your yad, your extension is moving. If that's the case, then the Talmud Chacham is moving over here. Even though he has a chaser under him that it technically is, he should be quote-unquote stationary here, because the animal is moving and whatever's on top is stationary. Nevertheless, because you're an extension of the chaser, your extension, and over there, it's going to be like, right, if you're not on the animal, and it's your yad, then the animal can be mikabel, right, on your behalf. If there's something on top of it that is, quote unquote, stationary, if there's a basket on top of it, and it's moving, you can be mikabel in that way. You can be kone in that way. But if the animal itself, right, then you can't be kone, because it's your chaser, and it's moving. But over here, what you're talking about chaser is your extension, and the Talmud Chacham is riding on the animal, then he's basically, it's all him. Everything is him. It's him plus his yacht, plus his hand that's moving. So if his hand's moving, he's moving, then you gotta stand up from him. That's what Tosfos answered.
So him that is for it, if there's kingdom on the animal,
and
the animal is on it, because it's right. If there's a basket on the animal, and there's kingdom in the basket, then
yeah, because that's like the woman who's koneh yes, when it falls into the basket on her head. That's what, exactly, it seems to me that would be the conclusion over here. That's correct. Alright, and Shad points out over here, he says, if you look over here, down below, the beginning of Shad says, Vatosos, that's the thing that you meet, the Yad Minas Naichi. He says, Smuli, Nimkein Agupat Mami Kirkei Me Halek. So if that's the case, that if you are on the animal and the animal is moving, it sounds like your body is moving then because it's you. You're an extension. But my mahani no thing get out of shop. So then why does it work that the get is placed on her head when the basket is there? Again, if the chaser is an extension of you, that means she just has a hand on her head and she's moving. Meaning that if you're always going to say that a human being, when he has a chaser, or a chaser is involved with a chaser, it's an extension of him, then as long as you are in contact with this item, then you are considered moving, and your yad and the other items could be moving with you, because it's just like you and your yad are moving along. Gam amai, benatan get yad mikrei chaser malacha. On the other hand, the other way around. If you say that it works for her basket on her head, then why, if you put it in her hand, is that considered a chaser malacha? If her hand on her head can be kones, why can't her hand itself, her yad itself, be kones? Right? So they said, "Ha yad mina." A hand is considered to be stationary. Ela korchach v'diyad v'guf chazu. That's because the yad and the guf are always one. So he said, "Ela mina ma yadash enam aleich. Hainu deinam aleich me'akonet. Mekom mekom shi'im aleich sham hu akonet. Vashken kein chazir malachet me'akonet." It says that maybe the way to explain it is that when it comes to your body, something attached to your body, then wherever you go, it goes with you. If you go somewhere, your hand is always with you. That is classified as an aleph. But when you're talking about a basket, it's true right now, it's with you, because it's moving with you. But the truth is, you could separate between your yad and you. Meaning that you could take the basket off your head, and it could be separate. In that case, we can maybe separate between you and the basket somehow. Right? But if the, on the other hand, the problem is then, which is what the Gilyon Shas, or Kiv Eger says, but during Gadol, is then, why is that different than the Talmud Chacham on the animal? Alright, I can work it out by guess. I say her hand is always attached to her, so that's always a chaser malacha. On the other hand, the basket's not attached to her, so that's not considered a chaser malacha. If that's the case, then why, by riding the chamor, when the tamakov is riding, why don't we say the same thing? He's not always attached to the donkey, so therefore it should be considered like minach neitzchi, that he is stationary versus the animal. Maybe over there you can differentiate between what's moving. And over here, she's moving, the basket is stationary. Over there, the animal is moving and he's stationary. So you can say, when you are moving, that your yad, the object that you can separate from yourself, can be classified as stationary. On the other hand, when you're riding on a donkey, it's you that's the one on top. You cannot be classified as stationary when your yad, when your hand is moving. As long as your hand is moving, then you as a body are also moving, and then you can't classify. Maybe you have to differentiate in that way. Just to point out that Rekhi Vega does not necessarily accept this differentiation in Tosfos. But the other thing Tosfos asks is, why don't we just explain by the woman? Why can't we solve the problem that she's tied up? I mean, why do you have to answer that she's tied up?
I actually thought about that.
Okay, so that's what it says. He says, German yearly dochak. He says, yeah, maybe that's a little far-fetched. They don't have a woman tied up, but she has a basket on her head, and that's how he's kone. So that seems a little far-fetched. Inafi amin afka mitzvarakorak. They're not asking from, they're just asking from logical, the logic. They're challenging the logic. They don't want to know about, they would know that it could work in a case where she's tied up. But they want to know when she's not tied up and it works, why is that? And they're challenging for that logic. So they're not asking in that case. Alright. Now, next Mishnah. Are you okay? I'll gabi behemah. He's riding his animal. Veroa et amitziya. On the ground there he sees an aveda that's over there. Vamar lechaveiro. He says to his friend, Tali. He says, give it to me. Nutla, the guy picks it up. Famar, Anizakitiba says, yes, I picked it up. But I picked it up for myself. Zakumba, he keeps it. Meaning that if you send someone else to pick it up on your behalf, and he picks it up for himself, too bad. He picked it up for himself. If Nishanatalo, if after he picks it up, he hands it to the guy riding the behema, and he says, Amer, Anizakitiba Tchila. He says, you know, the truth is that when I picked it up, I was really thinking about myself. Then lo amar klum, he doesn't have a right to reverse it over there. So even if we say, even if we say that a mavia, someone who lifts up a mitzvah for his friend, lo kana chaveiro, it didn't work for his friend. Nevertheless, when he gave it to him, he owns it memarashah. Why? There are two possibilities. Either he didn't make a kinyan on it, and then the first person to make a kinyan on it is the guy writing on the behemah. Or if he did make a kinyan on it, and then he hands it to the guy writing the behemah, he gave it to him as a matanah, gave him as a gift. So either way, now it belongs to the one who's riding the behemah. Now the Gemara says, Tanu, Tnan Hasam. We have a mission over there. This is something we discussed earlier in the text about making kinyanim, that what happens if you use a kinyan that's really not a kinyan? Mishu l'kietes tepeya. Someone is collecting peya, v'amar, harizu l'ploni ani. You know what, I'm a nice guy. The rich guy goes by, he sees this nice corner of the field that's left, and he goes, you know what, I have my friend ani. He goes in and he picks it all up on behalf of his friend ani. Rabbi Lezer omer zachalo. Whoever says it works, the Kenyan works when he doesn't have his friend. The first any, the first poor person he bumps into, he's got to give it to. Amar Lula, Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Machlokesh Me'ashir Le'ani. Machlokesh in Rabbi Lezer Chachamim is only when it's a rich person doing it on behalf of a poor person. The Rabbi Lezer believes, Migazi Bay Maskir Nichsei. So what one ego is that he could be makir all his possessions. If he's makir all his possessions, what is he then? An ani, Rabbi ani, v'chazilei, and that is ra'oi for him. V'ashinami chazilei. So to over here, it's ra'oi for him, so he can pick up the peyah. And since now he has the ability to take possession for himself, he can also take possession of it for on behalf of his friend, right? The friend, the ani. Rabbanan tamrei chad migo amrinas, trei migo lo amrinas. We say one migo, not two migo. According to Rabbi Lezer, you actually have two migos here. First migo is, right, I could become an ani. I'm really an ashir now, but I could become an ani. And if I became an ani, since I could pick it up for myself, I could pick it up for my friend. So that's two migos. So Rabbi Lezer says, okay, two migos, no problem. And the ashir can konen for the konen on behalf of the ani. So I would say, no, one migo works, not two migos. So you can't make two migos, but what's the implication of that? If there was only one migo, it would work. That's next line tomorrow. Right, right. Or in simpler cases, about me ani lani. A case where it's right two on the in. So in that case, Zirakol Zakala, why? There's only one migo now. Migo the Zakin and Abshay, Zakin and Abshay. Since he can pack it up, pick it up on behalf of himself, he can also pick it up on behalf of someone else. So Amare Rav Nachman the Ula. So Rav Nachman says, Ula suggests right over here that the machlokas is only about an ashir for ani, but ani le'ani, everyone would agree that you can be konan on behalf of your friend. Rav Nachman says maybe that's not true. Or Rav Nachman's suggestion basically is that the machlokas even the ani le'ani. Why is that? Hakol ani emetlan. When it comes to a lost object, everybody is classified as an ani with regards to a lost object. Why is that? Because a lost object, nobody has any more right to it than anyone else. As opposed to peya, leket, where the ani has the right to it, the ashir does not have a right to it. But a matiya, everybody, first come, first serve, everybody has rights to it. And yet, it's not our Mishnah. Hayu ruchem al gabi beima, v'ra'at ha-mitiya, he's riding on the beima, and he sees this matiya, v'amar l'chaveiro, t'nali, give it to me. So he says, not luck, picks it up, v'amar, ani zakitiba. I took it for myself. Zachaba. He takes it. Iyamart bishlama me'ani la'ani machlokes. If you see from ani to ani is machlokes, matninan mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbanani. Then it's the Rabbanan. But if you say by shir and anir, it's only machlokes of ani la'ani, divya kol zachalo. Right? But everybody agrees when it's ani la'ani, as soon as he picks it up, then the whole deal is done. Amani. Lo Rabbanan, velo Rabbi Eliezer. It's not the Rabbanan, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. If you say mani l'mani is a machlokes, if you say what, that from a poor person to a poor person, the chachamim say it does not work, but Rabbi Lezer says it does work, then who's the author of our mishnah? The author of mishnah is going to be the Rabbanan. Why? Here you have a case. Everybody's an ani because it's a mitziah. The guy goes to pick up the mitziah, he picks up the mitziah, and then he says, you know what, I'm picking it up for myself, and he keeps it. Wait a minute, how could that be? He already picked it up. Once he picked it up, he already picked it up for the other guy. Picked it up for the other guy, then... What's the question here? If you pick it up for the other guy raised konen. No, this is the chachamim. The chachamim say when you pick it up for someone else, it doesn't work. That makes explain the mission. But according to you, Ula, it says that even the chachamim agree, when it's ani la'ani, as soon as you pick it up for someone else, they get a kinyan on it. How can he say afterwards that I picked it up for myself? How do we explain this Mishnah that he picked it up and then he tells him, you know what, I'm keeping it myself? How could that work? So what the answer is, what? Amani lo rabbanam lo rizam alei matnitan damar tshuva. Our Mishnah is where he did it at first. I explained the case, which is, right, obviously gives you the answer. If I explain the case, he tells you what the answer is going to be. We explained the case, what? He first picked it up, didn't say anything. Basically, he picked it up for his friend, and later he changes his mind and says, what? I'm keeping it for myself. So over there, Rav Nachman says, who's going to be offered that position, that if you picked it up on behalf of your friend, and then you change your mind, and what? And say, it's for me, that it works, only can be the chachamim. But that's only if you assume that when he first picked it up, he picked it up on behalf of the guy riding the behema. What happens if the chilah, when he went to pick it up, from the moment he picked it up, he saw it for himself. And that's our mission. Our mission is a case where he picks it up, never thinking to be kona it on behalf of the guy riding the behema. So Reuven's on the behema, Shimon's down there, Shimon goes and picks it up for himself. He's ocheba in it right away. He never has Reuven in mind at all. He says, how can I be mistabo? He says, that makes sense. Why? Diktani Seifa, because the mission says, even if not lo, once if he says he gave it to him, Amar ani zachitiba, after he already gave it to him, he says, you know what, I took possession of it, chila, in the beginning, lo amar klum. He didn't say anything. Gemara says, Tchila de Seifa Lomali. Right? Tchila de Seifa, what's the question over here? What do I need it for? Why? Because it's Pshita. It's obvious in the case of the Seifa that he made the kinyan for himself beforehand, otherwise, what's his claim over here? Right? Why is he telling him, listen, he picked it up, hands it to the guy, and then he says, it's mine. The only way he could have said it's mine is that he originally picked it up for himself. So it has to be Tchila. So what's the extraneous word of his Tchila doing in the Seifa? So like I said, even if he didn't say Tchila Kamar, even if he doesn't say I originally picked it up, it's obvious from his statement now that he meant that I originally picked it up. Why? Because otherwise, what is he going to say now? I gave it to you, now I made a kinyan on it? He can't. He has to make up the kinyan before he handed it to him. So it's clear he did it Mitchila. Elav, Hakamash Mulan, Reisha, Damar Tchila. Must be that the first case in our mission is also in a case where he said Tchila. Tchila means I never picked it up on your behalf, I only picked it up on my behalf. V'idach, what is Rav Nachman going to say? Rav Nachman is explaining our Mishnah where he didn't originally pick it up on behalf of the guy riding the behemah, and then he changes his mind. So as he can explain the word tchila, he's going to say kind of seifa like gvulya resha. That's exactly why he writes it in the seifa. He writes it in the seifa damar tchila, resha lo amar tchila. Even though it's obvious in the seifa that the word tchila should be there, right? Nevertheless, we don't say that it belongs in the resha. It's in the seifa and not in the resha. So tchila is the case of the seifa, but the resha case is not tchila. Right? So to summarize what we just saw over here, we have a brisa that has a machlokus between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim about whether you can be koneh on behalf of someone else. Can you be a koneh on behalf of another party? So we came, Ula comes and explains that case when it's nashir. Only when it's nashir do they argue. They argue between a nashir picking up on behalf of ani. What's their machlokus? Whether you can say two migos or only one migo. Do you say because the nashir can become an ani? Right, and an ani can pick up, since it can be koneh for himself, can be koneh for someone else. That's why it works. Chachamim say no, you can only say one amigo. The implications from that are, if it was an ani doing it on behalf of his friend, an ani, it would work. If you can be koneh for yourself, that means you can be koneh on behalf of your friend. So that would be the machlokes according to them, according to Inula. Now, how is he going to explain our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has a case in it, which is what? One guy says, hey, Reuben riding the animal says to Shimon, go pick it up on my behalf. And then Shimon picks it up and says, I kept it for myself. So now, how do you explain this case? He says, Ula says, everybody agrees that if you pick it up on behalf of someone else and you're on par, you guys have equal stature that I get to keep, that you can do that. So how can he now change his mind and say it belongs to me? Ula says, wait, you're explaining the Mishnah wrong. The Mishnah is when he picked it up in the first place, he never picked it up for you. He picked it up for himself. Rishimo, when he went to pick it up, says, I'm picking it up for myself. Never had Ruben in mind. That's why he can keep it over here. And he said, I can prove it to you because the Sefer says Tchila to tell me that the ratio is Tchila. Rav Nachman comes along and says, no. Rav Nachman says, I think the machlokes extends even to ani v'ani. And we'll see the reason why tomorrow. Because he says, person who grabs something where it's to the deficit or detriment of others, he can't do that. You can't be zokha on behalf of someone else when you cause other people to lose out. Over here, when he picks up the grain or the payah on behalf of the other ani, all the other ani lose out. So you can't be zokha for someone else when you're causing another party to lose. So Rav Nachman says that machlokas extends even down to ani to ani. Chachamim say you can never be koneh on behalf of another, and Rav Lezer says you can't be koneh in all these cases. How is he going to explain our Mishnah? He explains our Mishnah simply. Except the Rabbanan are the authors of our Mishnah. The Rabbanan say what? When you pick up on behalf of another person, even when you're on par, it doesn't work. So when Shimon was on the ground, picked it up on behalf of Reuben on the behemoth, he picked it up for Reuben. He says, this is for Reuben. Then he changes his mind and says, no, I'm going to keep it for myself. That works. Why? Because the Chachamim say, even when he picks it up on behalf of Reuben, that's not a kinyan. That doesn't work. That kinyan never worked. The first kinyan was meaningless. Because you can't be koneh on behalf of someone else. Then when he says to change his mind, he said it's for me. That he can't do. He can't be koneh for himself. And that Mishnah will be the proof, or that's Rav Nachman. As I show you that our Mishnah is talking about that case. And that's my proof that the Chachamim disagree in that case. And how can you explain the word tchila in the Mishnah? It says the word tchila is found in the Seifa, dafka in the Seifa, not in the ratio of the Mishnah, because the case of the ratio is not where he never picked it up on behalf of Reuben. He did pick it up on behalf of Reuben. But when he picked it up on behalf of Reuben, it's a meaningless act, because the Rabbanan say it doesn't work. Alright, so we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow.